Blessings and welcome to the Path to Freedom, or welcome back to the Path to Freedom. This beautiful space, this beautiful path that we get to walk, continuously waking up to who and what we are, continuously transforming our lives over and over and over again, continuously releasing and letting go of that which no longer serves, so that the next iteration of who and what we are, the next version of who and what we are, may emerge, may well up from within us. My name is Daniel Roquillo, and as always, I'm grateful to be here. And to be honest, it's been quite a while since I was here. It's been quite a while since I recorded one of these talks, and I have really, really missed these. I know that I say that quite often, that recording these talks and these topics and these themes that we explore in these talks, they are just as much for me as there is for anyone else. And so I can absolutely, it's been like months since I recorded one of these, since I sat myself down in front of the computer and gave myself this space. And I can absolutely feel the ramifications of that. I can absolutely feel how I'm sliding, not backwards, but how I'm sliding more and more into reactivity. And it's obviously not only because of me not doing these talks, but it's the way that my life has been these last 3 months. And so I don't really have a topic yet. We'll see what topic emerges, but the theme will be something along the lines of how we need to take responsibility, how we need to really cultivate this way of life, how we really need to stick to develop a sort of stick to itness, or whatever the word may be, to our practice. Because as life proceeds, as we go with the flow of life and flow with the go of life, things happen in our inner life. Conditions, circumstances, events come into our experience, come into our lives. And for us to remain sane, we absolutely need to have discipline in our practice. We absolutely need to choose. I was having a conversation with a client not too long ago, and we were talking about this, and this individual, they are making changes in their life, and so we were talking about how to fit their practice into their schedule. Or they were wondering how to fit their practice into their schedule. And I was able to share with them, and this is just as much a reminder to myself, that we do not want to fit our practice into our schedule, but we want to build our schedule around our practice. Meaning, we have our spiritual needs, and this is perhaps the theme for today. We have, some of us may have defined, discerned our spiritual needs. Those needs that are essential for us, those needs that are necessary for us to uphold, to honor, to meet in order to stay sane, right? And so for me, these needs are having a creative space. These needs are for me to absolutely be in meditation every single day. These needs are for me to have a breathing space every day, and for me to have a regular physical exercise practice. And when I have balance where these four needs are concerned, then more or less independently on what is happening around me, I get to remain balanced, I get to remain sane, I get to remain in harmony. But when there is an imbalance in my practices, in my meeting these four needs, then there is imbalance within me. And so I more and more become that reactionary mindless drone that just is swept away by whatever is going on around us. And that's what I'm finding myself. As me and my family has made this huge transition, moving from one country to another. And I was sort of naive. I'm beginning to discover that. I'm beginning to realize that I was sort of naive, thinking that this transition, it's going to be smooth. There were some few unknowns when we moved, but I was so sure that they were all going to be smoothed out in a very peaceful way and with ease and grace. Many of them have, but we're also discovering that so many new unknowns are popping into our life. Things that we had no idea that we would need to consider, that we would need to adapt to, adjust to. And so it's been quite stressful, really, to make this move. And that's where I've begun to feel my practice, my habitual practice, slip away from underneath me. What used to be a very solid practice. And not only, actually, and to be honest, not only these four needs, but just as much coming back to the breath, practicing the presence, coming back to the breath over and over and over again, doing what the trees do, being grounded and centered and anchored in the nouns this moment, witnessing, observing, embracing and allowing whatever thoughts and emotions come up, rise up. And then from that space of being anchored, of being fully present, mindful in the nowness of this moment, we get to make a new choice. Many of these practices have slipped away. I remember doing a talk a while ago titled something like, "When Life Becomes Intense, We Need to Intensify Our Practice." For me, it's been quite the opposite. As life has become more intense than I could ever imagine it to be, I have not intensified my practice. The foundation that used to be my practice, it is no more. And so I'm experiencing the inner turmoil that comes. It's like I've slipped back like 5 years. I don't know, but maybe. Slipped back 5 years in terms of where I, in terms of my inner balance, in terms of my inner harmony, in terms of the inner peace. Just because I didn't stick to the practice, I didn't stick to my habits, I didn't uphold the discipline that I used to have. As all of our lives have been uprooted and old routines have been shattered and new routines have begun to come into place, the habits that I used to have that were based or that were built into the old routines, as these new routines are coming into place, I have not adapted, I have not adjusted my practice. All this to say, I know that peace is here. I know that harmony is here. I know that wholeness is here. Right now, I don't feel much of it. I experience more of the stress, more of the, to some extent, anxiety or worry or doubt, at least, as to how things are going to work themselves out and what's going to happen to us. And I need to figure this out. And there's so many things that the mind, that the egoic structures has got me wrapped up in. I don't know if this is making any sense, but it's soothing to me. It is soothing to me to have this space. So let us have a moment of really coming back to the nowness of this moment. Let us have a moment of truly practicing the breath, truly practicing the presence, coming back to the breath. So we're invited to close our eyes, and we're invited to put a smile on our face, to just inform the body that all is well. We're invited to take a deep, conscious breath, breathing in, and releasing. Another breath in, deep breath in. And release. So, I was writing in my journal the other day. And what is at the core of this? I was just reminded of that. What is at the core of this is that if we want to stay sane, if we want to move through life with a high level of peace and harmony and wholeness, if we want to transcend the fears, the worries, the doubts, if we want to stop judging by appearances, taking a deep dive into faith, what we need to do is to establish a conscious connection with the divine. Whatever we call it, we can call it God, we can call it Spirit, we can call it the universe, we can call it the benevolent, loving presence. And that's really why I am slipping away. Because that conscious connection that used to be so deep and so alive and so vibrant and dynamic and beautiful and wonderful, I'm beginning to slip away from that. I'm beginning to more and more take on things for myself, more and more move back into my old way of being and the old mantra that used to be the compass by which I navigated through life. And that mantra is, if I don't do it, it's not going to get done. I absolutely believe that it was up to me to make everything happen, absolutely everything. Over the years, I gradually learned that it is not up to me, that I can absolutely lean onto this benevolent, loving presence, that I can absolutely trust and surrender that it is all there is, that it is always benevolent, always good, always for itself, and that it is always expressing itself perfectly. I don't feel much of that right now. I mean, I know to a certain extent that all is well. I know to a certain extent that something wonderful, that I know, something wonderful is happening. That I know, without a shadow of a doubt. I'm struggling right now with everything working for my highest good. I'm struggling right now with all being well. Because there are conditions and circumstances that look kind of bleak, challenges, hills that my mind has turned into mountains that I need to scale, but I don't know how to scale them. I don't know how to climb them. I don't know how to surpass them. And that's what my mind is wrapping itself around. That's what my mind is getting itself busy with, finding the way. Well, it's not up to, and this is a direct reminder to myself, it is not up to me. I can absolutely, just like all of nature's trusting and surrendering, not trusting, but surrendering to the next stage of its unfolding. A seed planted in the ground, it doesn't care how to make the unfolding happen. It doesn't bother itself with how to go from whatever it is right now, from being a seed into becoming a seedling, or from being a seedling into becoming, you know, an inch taller or an inch wider. But built into nature is that deep and profound unconditional trust and surrender. But that trust and surrender will not come until we have that conscious connection, until we feel that we are one with God, and until we, kind of like a friend. I mean, I heard someone say recently that the most important relationship that we have is the one we have with ourselves. I would actually take it a step further, farther, and say that the most important relationship is who is the one that we have with Spirit. Because we, who we are in this now moment, who we are as we have taken on this incarnation, it is transient. It is passing. It is fleeting. But God is eternal. God is infinite. So if anything, or if with anyone we want to establish and have a deep and profound relationship with, it is that benevolent, loving presence. Because when we are one with the Spirit, when we're steeped in that absolute knowing that we are one with it, that we are it expressing itself in us and through us, that our lives, our very lives, and our very being is this loving presence revealing itself in us and through us. That this divine, this infinite intelligence that animates our bodies, that makes our hearts beat, that makes our lungs breathe, and all of these things, that it is it. Running the show, that it is it. Making sure that the unfolding is happening beautifully, magnificently, perfectly. When we're steeped in that conscious connection, as I heard someone say at some point, they said, one with God is unanimous. Unanimous. Because there is only one power. There is only one mind. And this mind, this one power, it knows absolutely what needs to happen and how it needs to happen. And so what I need to do is to find my way back to that conscious connection. I remember a time, it seems like so long, it seems like decades, it feels like decades, but it's only a few short months, when I used to have these casual conversations with God, with the Spirit, all of the time. When I was in my car, I would just reach out. I'd go, hey God, it's me. And either I had something to say, or I didn't. But just taking the moment to establish that connection. Just like taking the moment to send a text to a friend or an email to a friend. If we are not staying in touch with our friend, that relationship sooner or later will begin to dissolve. And so it is with God. We don't need to earn a relationship with God. We don't need to make it happen, but we do need to participate in it. Spirit is always fully aware of its absolute oneness with itself. But we are wise to use our moments in between, whenever we go to the bathroom, whenever we're in our cars, whenever we take a walk, to establish that one connection. Coming back to the breath as we just did and as we will do soon again. Taking these deep, conscious breaths. Maybe reminding ourselves that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for our highest good, the perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. And then reach out. Reach in. Connect with God, Spirit. Higher power, whatever we call it. I have so missed this space. It is so valuable to me. It is imperative to me, to my well-being, to my sanity, that I have this space. So let us take another set of deep conscious breaths, breathing in, and releasing. And the deep breath in. Coming to a full stop. resetting. So now I invite you to join me in saying out loud, all is well. Something wonderful is happening. Everything is working for our highest good. Perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. It's happening now. And it doesn't take more than this. No more than this is needed for us to sustain, to reclaim our sanity and to sustain our sanity. Coming back, resetting, coming to a full stop as we move through our busy days. Having moments of just breathing, reconnecting, resetting. Thank God it's me. I need some help finding my way back to you. I need some help. Because I'm out of practice. I'm out of habit. So, nothing in the external conditions have changed right now, as far as I know. But still, peace is here. Still, joy is here. Still, harmony is here. Still, wholeness is here. So it's all good, you know. It is all beautiful. And I want to thank you all for participating, for tuning in. Until we meet again, as always, I bless our days, and I bless our ways in the absolute, in the full knowing. And please feel free to say it with me, in the absolute knowing that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for our highest good, and that perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. Until we meet again, much love and blessings.